Incumbent Pittsfield State Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier fended off a Democratic primary challenger to advance to the general election Thursday. Farley Bouvier received 54% of the vote in her bid for a third full term representing the 3rd Berkshire District, which encompasses nearly all of Pittsfield.
I think it was really clear that the people of Pittsfield are looking to have an experienced progressive legislator represent them in Boston.
Experience seemed to be the major difference between Farley Bouvier and her opponent Mike Bloomberg, who received 46% of Thursday's vote. Since graduating from Pittsfield High School in 2008, Bloomberg has spent a number of years away from Pittsfield. Farley Bouvier, who has served on the Pittsfield City Council and taught in the region, made sure to point out that contrast during the race.
I always expected this to be a close race. I always took this race very, very seriously, and we worked hard for every single vote.
Bloomberg says he is proud of the race he ran and is tossing his support behind Farley Bouvier.
In a primary, when you're both Democrats, there's not a lot to differentiate you two. And so we really tried to do that. And we're really happy with the number of people who came out to share that vision. But ultimately, as we come down to it in November and moving forward, it's about moving forward as a community. And Rep. Farley Bouvier has been there for this community for many years. She's been involved for many years and you know, had her support, and her support came out as well.
Nearly 5,000 of the more than 28,000 registered voters in Pittsfield cast ballots in Thursday's race. Farley Bouvier will face independent Pittsfield City Councilor Chris Connell in November. Farley Bouvier says a higher-than-normal voter turnout because of the presidential election will benefit her in November. According to the latest state count, there are nearly 12,000 registered Democrats in Pittsfield, 2,400 Republicans, and nearly 13,700 people unenrolled.
I'm as clear can be that somebody running outside of a party in the state of Massachusetts for the state legislature, you know, there's just no path for victory there. Once somebody gets into the state house, there's really no role for them there without being in a party. I'm very, very, very proud to be a Democrat, to stand on the Democratic values, and I'm confident that a Democrat will be heading to the state house to represent Pittsfield.
Connell represents Ward 4 on the city council, and one of his constituents happens to be Farley Bouvier. If elected to the state house, he has said he intends to continue serving on the council.
As a councilor, I'm kind of in a box, and I keep hitting the top of that box, and I can't do any more for the city. I can submit petitions, I can form study groups, but the bottom line is it really comes down to funding. All right, and we need to get much of this funding at the state level or have somebody advocate for that funding. And that hasn't been done.
Farley Bouvier has challenged Connell's position.
It is indeed legal to collect both those paychecks, but when you represent some place in the Berkshires, it's not possible to do both those jobs well. He's either fooling himself or he's fooling the voters.
According to campaign finance reports leading up to the primary, Farley Bouvier raised more than $29,000, spending about $20,000. She started the race with about $7,000. Connell has raised about $10,000 and has spent roughly $8,000. For his part, Bloomberg raised more than $18,000 and used up more than $15,000. Reporting from Pittsfield, this is Jim Lavoulis at WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle.